two-minute drill from Points of Truth Ministries of Crusade Church.
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2, God says, "But to this one will I look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word." This reminds me of a question presented to Dwight Moody following a sermon he gave on humility. The man asked, "Brother Moody, if I understand your message correctly, you are saying that a truly humble person doesn't think much of himself." But the preacher replied, saying, "No, what I am saying is a truly humble person doesn't think of himself at all." Today, there is a shocking lack of humility in today's brand of Christianity. It seems that everyone is focused on themselves and what they happen to be doing. Even personal testimonies are often filled with stories that exalt self more than God. And yet, when asked who would be the greatest in the kingdom, Jesus said, "The humble." How many Christians today are contrite of spirit? To be contrite of spirit means to live with a repentant attitude. As saints of God, we don't live with sorrow and remorse. Those feelings moved us to the repentance and the grace in which we now live. A person who is contrite of spirit is looking to honor and please the Lord and to change anything in their lives that may grieve him. How many Christians today tremble at God's word? Moses was a friend of God and was highly esteemed, yet he trembled in God's presence, notice, and so terrible was the sight that Moses said, "I am full of fear and trembling." We must tremble at God's word because his word is truth, is judgment, is life. Even now, the church of Jesus Christ is being judged by the word of God. Peter wrote, "For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God?" Because of who we are in Christ, it can be easy to get a little arrogant in our Christian walk. We love the Lord and the Lord loves us. So we can get so comfortable that it turns into carelessness. Oh, dear brethren, that we might come to that place where humility reigns, where we don't think of ourselves at all.
For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.